You're with Cape Talk. This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
And in the travel and tourism segment today, we're asking you to take a bit of a short left with your own city and consider some of the reasons to visit Langa. It's actually one of the oldest townships in South Africa, established in 1927, was of course a focal point for a resistance activity against the apartheid government. But you may recall just a couple of weeks ago, we had artist and designer Heath Nash in studio with us, talking about his shared community art space there called Our Workshop and how he was battling to get people to come and visit. He spoke about fears of crime, fears and misperceptions about what the area is like, and spoke about how that was really preventing the realization of his dream that people from all over Cape Town should come together and share their passions there. And I'm hoping our guest today might help break down a couple of those misperceptions and share with us her own experiences on a recent visit. It's a great pleasure to have travel writer Alison Fote back with us in studio. Welcome back.
It's good to see you and good to have you back on air.
Thanks, Alison. So how long ago did you visit Langa?
It was a couple of weeks ago. I was there to do a bit of a tour guiding course assignment.
Yeah.
And went into the township, which I've never done, mm-hmm. to my detriment, and came across a hub called Ikhayelo Langa, met a man called Tony Elvin, and it opened up a whole world of interesting things for me, which I'd never even known was 10 minutes away from the CBD.
Yeah. I mean, that's the silly thing, isn't it? I mean, he spoke about this. He started out his workshop in the CBD. People from Langa weren't coming to the CBD, so he thought, let's do it the other way around. And then he couldn't get the people from the CBD to come to Langa. And it's just on the doorstep.
It is. There's this, obviously, this perception, especially for a white woman like myself, going into the township was always, I was a little bit nervous. You know, there've been stories about, you know, safety and security, but what has happened in the last 10 years or so is this man, Tony Elvin, came out as one of Jamie Oliver's social enterprise development people to look for chefs for that whole concept that Jamie had been developing through the 15 Foundation.
Yes.
And that was what brought him to South Africa, but certainly didn't stay for that reason.
Okay.
He basically met a couple of young men from Langa who was mentoring. They took him into the township and the rest, as he said, is history. He moved out of a gated community in Hart Bay, posh, and he moved into Langa. He lives in the Langa Quarter now for the last couple of years with his rescue dogs. And he has basically started this whole new concept under the mandate Cleaner, Greener, Safer to draw investment into the township. So it's working brilliantly. They've got Airbnb hosted accommodation there. Brian Chesky himself endorsed 9 women, I think, with their homes. Mm-hmm. And you can book a stay. You can stay the night. You can do any manner of things. Go to a Shabin, a jazz club. You can eat at Mzanzi. There is loads to do. And of course, during the day, even more.
And it's become really much a cultural hub for the city. I mean, Heath, with his art space there, is just one of many different artists from many different genres of art who are making things happen there.
Definitely. I hadn't actually known that, so that's brilliant. I'm going to go check that out. But I love street art, and I think you know about this annual competition called the Ultra, which is part of the Upliftment projects that they do. And they have this incredible, this long wall on the street that runs alongside Ikhayelo Langa, which is incredible art. And in fact, one of the young men who's the artist in residence at Ikhayelo Langa, which is this cultural hub, won that competition this year. And he's got this fantastic mural that runs across these concrete slab walls. So there's so much to see. You can walk around the community. I went in on my own twice after that first visit. I drove in once and I took an Uber the second time, and it's literally 100 meters from the highway off Bunga Avenue there. Mm. And I went straight into the community hub. It was just so invigorating and so completely took me by surprise that there was a coffee hub there and there was a entrepreneurial classes going on. People are upskilled in the hospitality sector. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating and it deserves a visit because of the historical gravitas of the area.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm amazed it's been as long as it has, because when you said the name Tony Elvin, I'm like, yeah, I remember that guy. I remember when this all started. It's been nearly 10 years. It's actually amazing what he has achieved in that space of time and
superb.
What the community has achieved hand in hand with him.
Well, they've just put their backs into it. They've bought into the concept straight away, they realized that if the area wasn't cleaner, greener, and safer, they weren't going to be able to draw that investment needed to uplift and upskill people. You know, these women, I mean, it's just phenomenal how they're doing with this new enterprise of having people come in from all over the world, really. And I think at the most of the time, unfortunately, it is international people who are booking these homestays and these Airbnb accommodations. But what we want to do, and what I want to do, is tell people that a visit to Cape Town is not complete, I don't think, without going into Lunga or any township. But you want to travel with purpose. You want to engage with people. And I sat with a lot of these young guys, you know, the baristas that are training other baristas. This young man is Aseko. He's 26. He's been with the hubs, I think, for the last 3 years, doing phenomenally well. Learned to make coffee, and it's excellent coffee. It's not like they're dumbing it down. I mean, he said he's educating people to have something beyond the typical instant coffee that might be, you know, the norm in the community. So it was just divine to listen to what he had to say and to hear about his journey. It's more immersive travel. And anybody coming into the city really does need to add that to the itinerary.
What do you think it's going to take to get locals to try and experience it, Alison?
It's going to take lots of talking, lots of writing about it. It's going to take people like myself or others that have been there to say to girlfriends, listen, we've got to go to Franschhoek. We've got to go to Stellenbosch. Let's take a stop. Let's go and have a coffee with a Seco in his Blumo green container. Mm. Talk to the locals. Do an art workshop with Thomas Zille, who's the guy who lives there, who's this artist in residence, who's an accredited tour guide. So they know what they're doing. Mm. They take you walking about. You meet people on the street corners at spaza shops, eat fit cook. You see kids playing this fascinating game on the pavement with the marbles. It's like another universe. Right,
and
there.
As you say, just on the doorstep of the city as you thought you knew it. Now, I think the main thing keeping people away, it would be the perception about crime and safety. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about how you felt. Did at any point in that visit, did you feel uncomfortable in any way?
Not once. And I'm really not talking it up. I'm being completely honest when I say that I went in my own car the one time, literally. Mm-hmm. As you know, so close to the mother city, take that turn of 100 meters, you're in the zone. You can feel it immediately. You can see it. I spoke to Dizu Plaikis when I was writing my story, actually. I said, listen, what's it been like for you as a resident of Lunga to have this whole upliftment sector? And he said it's been a game changer because more and more people are starting to edge in. So really, you can take an Uber. You can drive yourself there. You're completely safe. And as you say, I never felt threatened once. You know, I won't walk down St. George's Mall after a certain time in the evening in the city, in the middle of the city. But I tell you what, if you're in these 13 streets that have been zoned as part of this upliftment project, you feel completely safe. Tony was saying that if you're staying in an Airbnb, I'm doing that in October only, you can step out of your door, walk down the road to the Mzanzi restaurant. You can hang out at Fani's Jazz Club. You literally walk from place to place, no problem. And doing the walking tour was brilliant, and the cycle tour was divine as well. You stop and you look at the ladies and gents talking to them about what they're selling, how long they've been there. It really is something that was like a revelation to me, to know that it's there. I feel we have a responsibility as Capetonians, South Africans, to get in there, to visit your local communities, what's next door. Find out what the suburb next door is all about. Mm. It's better than a lot of places I've been to. And I tell you what, it's integrity travel. I loved it.
Okay. Alison, I'm sure listeners would love to read the full article that you've written about the experience and the details of some of the places that you visited, the people that you met. Where can they find that article?
That's on my blog. Okay. So if you are actually flying Kalula this month, it's in the InFlight magazine.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's on my blog, and which is CapeTownDiva.com.
CapeTownDiva.com. And you mentioned you booked walking and cycle tours through Ikhaya Lalanga directly.
Yes, they've got a website, ikhayalalanga.co.za, and you can book your homestay there, your Airbnb there, you can book a cycling tour, you can just arrive, you know, unannounced, and you can walk around. You can actually make art with Tozamile. He'll show you what to do. He's the most amazing guy, and he in turn is mentoring others, raising up youngsters, a lot of young men who are being mentored there as ambassadors, they call them. So there's just so much happening. I can't wait to go back, actually. And then I'm going to include Heath Nash's project
as well. We've given you one to add to the itinerary for the visit in October. Okay, thanks so much. Alison Fota from CapeTownDiva.com. If you'd like to read the full article, you'll find it on her blog at that address. Bookings through Ikhaya Lelanga. Let me spell it for you. It's IKHAYALE Lelanga. IkhayaLelanga.co.za, or drop them an email on bookings@visitlanga.co.za. Great to have you with us again, Alison. Brilliant.